much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I got every kind of audience out there, and when I yell, why don't I get my mic turned down? I'm gonna blow the speakers if I don't get it loud. Give me some volume. When I yell, I want to be heard. Because I only yell when there's an occasion for yelling.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
So you're the host?
Yeah.
Wow, the host with the most. Well, that's fun. Hey, you know, if you need any jokes, I found a joke book at the dump.
What were you doing at the dump? On a date or something?
No, I was just snooping around.
Snooping around?
Yeah, what else do you do at the dump?
And now.
Everywhere I turn is poop. Can't escape the poop. It's like everywhere I turn is poop. 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 Thank God I didn't wear designer today.
Our feature presentation.
You're in the wrong place if that's happening.
Yeah.
Everywhere you turn, there's poop. I mean, go someplace else, right?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 7th of February.
You sure about all that? You checked that today?
Yep.
Got a lot of podcast listeners checking in yesterday. Wanted to make sure we were aware of the of Dategate.
Yeah.
But
is it called Dategate now?
Well, I just thought of that. But I just want to make sure we acknowledge that it we did hear that yesterday.
Right.
We didn't hear it at first, but when listeners reminded us of it, we went back, and sure enough, that's what happened. But it's been handled. Kevin has been properly disciplined.
Correct.
So I don't want anyone to think he got away with anything.
Now I'm on track. Tuesday, February 7th.
There we go. So now we're in business here. How's everybody?
Doing good.
Doing good. Tired of the rain? Sick of it? Let's stop this now.
Got another inch coming on Friday, you know.
Another
inch of rain on Friday.
Wow. We're doing good.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, this is good.
I know we need it. I could use 364 days of sun a year. And the 365th day won't rain, but it'll just threaten. There'll just be some clouds.
Okay.
And in your dream scenario, what would you drink instead of water? Because there wouldn't be any of that.
I thought
in this place that you're living, there'd be no liquids available.
Shatner was going to build a pipeline.
Yeah,
to talk about that.
Right.
So that's what I would drink.
Hey, next time we have the captain on, let's ask him what's going on with his pipeline.
Right?
It's a great idea.
Here's your answer.
Hey, speaking of rain, speaking of snow, there's a TV show in Britain that is called The Jump. And it is basically, it's a ski jump with the stars is what it is. It's a winter sports with professional, you know, with famous people, and they engage in winter sports. It sounds like it could be pretty cool. I mean, can you imagine if we had a show like that and you take Justin Bieber and put him on skis or something?
Yeah, especially if they couldn't do it. That would be awesome.
Now, this doesn't seem fair, but one of the contestants is a British Paralympian, Kadina Cox, who I assume, I don't know anything about her, but if she's a Paralympian, I assume she can do any sport just by looking at it, right? Retired rugby star Gareth Thomas is also on the show, competing in the jump, and they have made news. The show just debuted this past Sunday on Channel 4, but the reason they are in the news is both of them reportedly asked for a new hotel room after allegedly being sexually violated by a ghost.
I'm sorry, what?
Right?
I tuned out for a second. Did you, what?
They're staying in a hotel as they're filming this show. And these two contestants on the show both asked for a new room, saying they were each sexually violated by a ghost.
What?
Okay.
Is this a thing?
No.
There are people that say they've had sex with ghosts.
Right.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. Apparently.
I mean.
Right? I'm not going to say it's common, but I am saying
Allie really sort of 50% believes this.
Absolutely.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
There are several stories cited in this article about that happening. And
ghosts get lonely. What do you people want?
Right.
Right? Last year, Bobby Brown, in his autobiography, claimed that a ghost had sex with him.
Mm.
He told 2020 he was not high, he was not tripping, but it really happened. In 2012, Kesha reported that her song Supernatural was inspired by as it says in this article, Randy Romp with a male ghost. It's about experiences with the supernatural, but in a sexy way. I had a couple of experiences with the supernatural. I don't know his name. He was a ghost, but I was very open to it. Apparently, the concept of ghost sex
sounds all good.
Arouses lots of interest. There are some people called spectrophiliacs who fantasize about spooky encounters. Now, those are just lonely people, right? They're hoping that in the middle of the night some ghost appears.
Mm-hmm.
Debunkers, however, are quick to dismiss Ghost on Human Whoopee. An editor of Skeptical Inquirer magazine calls such experiences hypnopompic. I've never heard that word.
Oh, wow.
These vivid hallucinations, which can be sexual, are common to people who are going in and out of sleep. They're usually harmless, however. But apparently they can feel very, very real, and they only seem to ever happen when people are in bed, when they are kind of in that drifting in and out state. Hmm. And maybe it's a place where they are comfortable thinking about those things. It doesn't happen, in other words, while you're driving down the street or, you know, raking the leaves or something like that.
Right.
So
Raking the leaves.
That's the thing. That's
right?
It is.
You're out
is.
There, you're raking the leaves.
And then a
all
succubus
sudden,
just right? comes down. You're like, ooh, let's do it.
So it's just a trick of the mind? But why does that one thing happen to so many people, I wonder? I wonder why it's not more uncommon, I guess is what I'm saying. Why are there at least, you know, eight people in this article who say they've all had sex with ghosts? I wonder.
I mean,
I wonder what
eight
it is.
People mm-hmm. out of however many people there are, mm-hmm. not that much.
No.
So crazy.
But it's also not like it just happened to one person who's a weirdo. I mean, it's a thing. And these are just eight people who are in the news because, you know, they're all famous. I wonder.
Yeah, that's a little nuts, right?
That seems more than I would expect.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Wait, and are they all men, did you say?
You mean the ghosts?
No.
No, these are – Bobby Brown, for instance, is a man, but the Paralympian is a woman.
Okay.
Kesha
but-
is a woman.
So here's the thing, because it's a succubus is a mm-hmm. woman, right? And the incubus is a man.
I don't think I know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Succubus and
really?
An incubus.
I thought the incubuses were good ghosts and the succubuses were bad ghosts. I didn't know it was a sex
Maybe
thing.
It's just the way they do it.
Right? Maybe they're not good. Step
well,
up their game.
Right?
Well, Allie, I don't know. I think you may need to be our test subject on this one.
I would totally do it with the ghost.
I think you need to put that. Like, think about that when you fall asleep tonight and see if maybe something happens.
With that, come on, you guys. Seriously, no one answered. Chip, you'd do it with the ghost, right?
Twice
you would.
I mean,
Kevin?
I feel like you'd have to.
Yes.
I feel like you wouldn't have any choice.
Bean.
I mean, oh. I guess.
Ralph's
yes.
coming in. He's had sex with a ghost. I can
Ralph
tell on his
either
face.
Either has or would. That's
yes.
right. Hey, Ralph.
No, I just wanted to give you this the skinny.
Yeah. Yes, please.
An incubus is a male demon
ah.
who
mm-hmm.
is obsessed with sex, and a succubus is a female demon.
Yeah.
They're not ghosts.
Oh, I'd still do them, yeah.
Well, you do your demon.
Okay, I do a demon.
That's different, but it's,
okay.
it's not ghosts.
I'm guessing the demon sex wouldn't be so good, though.
Are you sure? I think
better.
It'd be better.
Maybe a bit better?
Yeah.
Ralph,
ghosts.
Have you heard about this ghost sex? Is this a thing that you've crossed in the past?
I've heard about it, but it's a trick of the mind. It's something you do in dream state as you're drifting off. No,
what about
no,
when you're
no
raking?
Never when you're raking leaves. That's for sure. That's in all the literature. They say it never happens while you're raking the leaves.
All right.
Because ghosts are afraid of leaf piles.
That's true.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because it then makes them look all leafy as it sticks to their ectoplasm.
See, this is why it's good to have a sex expert on staff.
It's science.
All right, let's talk
Listen to the people, by the way, in the article who you're trusting.
Bobby
I'm
Brown.
The Paralympians.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Damaged goods, first of all, right?
How dare you?
Retired rugby star.
Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
Kesha.
Right. Right.
Like, she's stable, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bobby Brown, come on.
Yeah.
These people are cuckoo.
Yeah. I bet, but
Bean's extrapolating
people,
those six people, however many they are.
Yeah. People have done it, so it's a thing.
Everybody's doing it.
it's another rage.
I bet there's
with
some
the leaf
rakers. I bet there's some listeners that have
Ralph,
done
you're
it
not paying attention. The ghosts stay away from the leaf
rakers. My bad.
Yes, Sally, I bet you're right.
I bet
some of our listeners have experienced this same phenomenon
sure.
as
yeah.
well. It's not just Bobby Brown and Kevin.
Maybe
right.
the Bean Alley podcast can cover that in their new podcast.
Well, I think we got time to do it on
Ghost
this show.
Rakers.
I love it. I'm in. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Oh, this guy, he should have his own show.
The man with a 130-pound tumor from ingrown toenail. On today's program, also
well,
on today's
hair,
show,
really
we're
going to hair.
What hair?
I don't
okay.
think
it matters. I mean, it's 140 pounds for God's sake.
How would you get a 130-pound tumor from an ingrown toenail, Kevin? How would that happen?
I don't know. I don't know how you would do it from ingrown hair.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
I'm just saying, on your toe, how would that even work?
I don't know. I don't know how it would work with hair either, though, is my point.
All right. Well, words are not interchangeable. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about boning a ghost.
Okay. Right? You can't get out of here fast enough today, can you, Allie?
I'm going to summon some ghosties.
The downside of being too beautiful on today's program.
Seriously,
right?
You guys.
I mean
exhausting.
Really.
Exhausting.
It just gets old,
exhausting.
Right? Exhausting. A new episode of So That Happened. And we're going to give you tickets to the Lumineers at the K-Rock Grammy Party and qualify you for a trip to see them in Cape Town, South Africa. How about that?
Okay.
That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Speaking of Muse, by the way, one of the great live bands in the world today, they are on a North American tour this summer, kicking off in May in Florida, and they're not playing Los Angeles. That's hurtful, right?
Thanks, Trump.
Right? Way to go,
right?
Trump.
Right.
Yeah, they're playing Dover, Delaware. Got time for Dover, Delaware. No
well,
time for
California's
L.A.
California's out of control.
I've heard
they
that.
Need to cut its federal funds. That's a madhouse.
They do have one California date. They are playing San Francisco at the Shoreline on September 50th. But so far, that's the closest. But if you've never had the opportunity to see Muse, go see Muse. You will have a great time. They are awesome. It is a Tuesday morning, 5:53. Rob is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
On Sunday, there was a football game called the Super Bowl.
Not familiar with it?
Yeah. And in the middle of the Super Bowl, they take a little break so all the punters can get a sip of water. And then they put some entertainment on for the crowd so everyone can just spend some time watching some entertainment while the goalies and stuff have a breakfast bar.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with sports ball.
Right on.
But apparently
sounds
this,
accurate.
This is what they do. And there was a young lady named Lady... I'm going to say Gaga.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Performed at the halftime.
And she's a singer? Magician?
She's a magician. She is a singer.
Singer, okay.
And
Lady Gaga!
That's her name, and she also dances as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I was doing some research on her performance, and I've realized that as a society, we're done. We're finished. And I just want to say goodbye to humanity, and thanks so much, and it's been a good run. Thanks for all the fish, as the porpoise legendarily say.
Thanks for all the fish.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you would be stunned and deeply disturbed by the enormous amount. Well, first of all, when you saw Lady Gaga performing, and I know you all did, what did you think? What was the thing? Anything jump out at you? Anything particular jump out at you?
I didn't care all that much.
Really? I was blown away. I thought she was powerful, owned that stage. Her voice is always just amazing.
Okay.
Just committed. Really, I thought, terrific job.
Okay.
You know what I didn't think that apparently a lot of other people thought on the internet? Fat.
What?
Fat.
What?
Lady Gaga fat shamed for Super Bowl performance is the title of this headline. Page after page after page of Facebook and Twitter mentions about how fat she is.
Are you kidding?
Are you? What? Ken? But... Did anyone think that at all?
Not for a second.
She looked fantastic. Looked like she was in the best shape of her life.
Well, there was one picture apparently where she bends over and she has some dares to have skin or something on her stomach.
What a bitch!
That perhaps just came out a quarter of an inch beyond her pant, her waistband.
Which is what happens when you bend over, by the way.
Here we go. Some of them. The fat lady sang, and her name was Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl halftime show. Richard Bell tweeted. She looked like a sumo wrestler in the diapers she wore last night. Bad call.
Did you write that, Dean?
I did, but that's just awful.
All of Lady Gaga's female dancers were fat. Pretty sure it's to make her look thinner. Hashtag can't hide fat. That's from a woman.
What's happening?
Don't think women are nice about other women. They're usually the most rotten.
I'm with what guy?
None of this makes sense.
No, it doesn't. And of all people...
And these weren't... This isn't an organized campaign. These are all separate emails that the article writer went through and found all over the internet.
First of all, you're wrong. Sean Spicer said they are paid protesters.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah, they're not doing it on their own. But second of all, look, no person, no woman, no anyone deserves...
No justice, no peace, right?
That. But Lady Gaga, of all people, is the most inclusive everybody's everything of anyone in the world.
Yes.
Right? She's
be yourself,
all about
look like yourself. Love,
exactly.
Love yourself. Love whoever
born this
you want
way,
to.
Right.
Born this way. Right.
Exactly. How do you come at Gaga like that?
Well,
why are you bad, America?
I'm going to hunt down at Samantha Suave, at O_Tuesday, and at Try K Hockey. I'm going to have a little conversation with them.
All right.
That's very disappointing.
I'm with you on that. That's ridiculous.
And I feel like you did not oversell it when you sat down and said that we're swirling the drain, or however you put it, because that is, that's bad. We need to blow this planet up and start over.
Can't we just start over?
Wow.
Because we might need the planet to start over, Bean.
You know what? I had completely thought that out, but your way does make
worse. We might need a place to live once we've started over. I think the planet would probably be a good choice.
I don't think we're ready for the moon yet, so okay.
We're not ready for the moon. Super Bowl 52 halftime talk. Ready for the...
No, I'm not
Kevin,
ready for that
you
yet.
Know you want... You want
Come on, you, Al.
Well, one artist's fan sent out a tweet Sunday.
Saying
Kanye for Super Bowl 52.
Oh, hard pass.
You know who sent that tweet out? Who the fan was?
His wife?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Really?
Because baby, I'm awesome. Also.
Hashtag never too early.
I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Ugh, can you imagine?
I got to be honest. I think I want that to happen because imagine.
No.
Listen, vote for Trump for comedy.
Because imagine
enough with you.
Him with the microphone starting to yell at everybody there. That would be a train wreck.
As one of those fencing masks, and then they would be in the dark. They would have any lights at the halftime show, just like a flashlight up his butt. Who needs that? Who needs his garbage?
I think it's in the booty, bitch.
Right?
That's the worst idea ever.
As much as I hate the NFL, they wouldn't even do that to me. They wouldn't do it to me.
To you?
Yes.
Okay.
Specifically.
Just for
you. Trust me. They
you
do things
the
to me.
Yeah. Why do you hate the NFL?
Because they're a horrible organization.
But they make a lovely product.
Really?
Yes. I enjoy their product on a weekly basis.
I usually do. I have some issues with some penalties, some domestic violence issues that they never seem to really take care of.
Roger Goodell's fat, right?
Well,
he surrounds himself with big fat football players to make himself look thinner. That's what I
heard. I read that.
Can't hide fat. Uh-huh. Hashtag.
Hashtag sad.
Right.
By the way, can you imagine your team winning the Super Bowl and then 2 days later going on the radio going, I'm not a fan of the NFL.
This is why Allie's magic.
Honestly, I have not liked the NFL as much over the last few years. I've liked it less and less. The NFL doesn't treat ladies real nice, and we're a huge part of their viewing audience. Get it together, NFL. Oh, we're going to wear pink for October. Screw you. You take half the money. Let's be honest. It's more than half, right? Who's with me?
We're not sure.
Are we on the air?
Keep going.
Are we being filibustered right now?
Right?
Don't you dare interrupt her. Who knows what will happen?
They're scumbags.
Seriously. Well, you say that because you're fat.
Don't wake a sleepwalker.
Bean?
Because she might be having ghost sex.
Bean's just calling back to the earlier story, Allie.
It's not funny, though. It's not funny when any of you say someone's fat.
Trying to annoy you.
Hate all of you. Are we on the air?
Good morning.
Again?
Yes, we're still on
the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be starting the show on 6:01, so make sure you stick around. Today's celebrity birthdays, James Spader is 57 years old today. Country singer Garth Brooks, he's 55. Chris Rock, very funny actor and comedian, is 52. Ashton Kutcher's 39. And Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood and Daredevil. She's 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm Walk the Showbiz Beat.
Kevin, you've been to this this Grammy Museum that we're sending people to go see the Lumineers to Friday night.
Yes.
What's it like?
You know,
is it like the sound space?
Yeah, it's like the sound space, yeah. There are chairs in it so that you're not standing, but there's maybe 150, maybe 200. It's
that
really tiny. And if you're in the back of the room, you're really close.
So you can't,
it's cool.
You can't buy tickets to this show, but K-Rock, including the Kevin and Bean Show every day this week, is giving you a chance to win them to see the Lumineers Friday night at the Grammy Museum. And you win that, you're also qualified to see them in Cape Town, South Africa, which is airfare and hotel and spending cash and the whole deal. Details at KRock.com. Your chance to win is coming up.
Time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
The first story comes to us from Battle Creek, Michigan. Police arrested a father, 55 years old, and his son, 29 years old, after they fought Sunday over... What do you think they fought over? On Sunday.
Super Bowl.
I was going to say the TV remote.
An onion.
For the dip.
Officers said they were called at 4:07 p.m. to the 400 block of Wellington Avenue... by another relative who said that the father assaulted the son. Both men live in the same house. The son said the father receives food stamps but buys crack.
Oh.
And then he eats the son's food.
You can buy crack?
Apparently, that's what he's claiming. I'm not sure. But anyway, so then the son's eating an onion.
Like you do.
And dad says, hey, I want that onion. And son says, no, you don't. And they get into a fisticuffs. They fight.
I'm enjoying this recreation.
Somebody else calls the police and says, they're fighting, come help. And they were fighting over an onion. Now, first of all, who eats just an onion, just a straight onion?
Nobody. Yeah.
Second of all, who tries to steal the onion from the guy eating the onion?
And third of all, who in 2017 is still using the word fisticuffs?
That's an even more important question.
Dumb.
Here's a guy who, Lester Lawrence is his name. He's a Royal Canadian Mint worker convicted of stealing 22 gold, what they call pucks. So I'm guessing it's a piece of gold.
Okay. Right.
In the form maybe of a puck.
Everybody, imagine every mint in the world, that has to be their number one job, is trying to figure out how to stop people from walking out of there with money.
This guy had spent $127,000 during a three-month period starting in late 2014. So he was just spending it like he was crazy. And by the way,
making it kind of obvious.
Isn't that rule number one?
Don't
start spending money way outside your means. Well, this guy was doing that. He sent $25,000 to a contractor in the Caribbean to build him a house. He invested $26,000 in a commercial fishing boat in Florida. He was just throwing money everywhere.
He was begging to be caught.
Where was he smuggling the gold?
Oh,
would you guess?
Oh, please don't.
Yep. His rectum.
I mean, if
you're a guy,
it's available.
It's really the only place to smuggle it.
Yeah. We're so lucky we have two.
We don't have the options.
You could have gotten away with it either way. So that guy.
You could have stole twice as much gold.
It's true. A metro area college student was carrying a light across Valley Brook Street when he saw a vehicle heading toward him. So that he and another guy were making a student project against DUI. Don't DUI. So they set up a whole system where they had lights and cars and everything. And this guy said, I saw a guy accelerating on the gas like he was trying to hit me.
Oh, no.
Somebody else outside of the chute. This is an Oklahoma City University film student, Mike Stamp. He and Jacob Keane were making this anti-DUI movie. He said about the car, he wasn't really slowing down like the other cars were. He kind of did a little swerve. The driver, Richie Reese, was immediately stopped by Valley Brook Police Chief, who happened to be the father of one of the kids that was making the anti-DUI promo. And the guy was drunk, 0.17.
Well,
whoa.
0.17.
Whoa.
That's heavy-duty drunk.
Driving through an anti-DUI video.
Huh.
So that's some good work on his part, right?
Dumb.
This I don't understand at all. This one comes out of England. Runners are saying that they are being attacked by a mystery man who is throwing vegetables at them.
Wow.
Why? Why, if you're jogging, do you get hit with a vegetable?
That's weird, specify right? Specify the vegetable.
This one was a potato.
Okay.
This guy got hit with a potato. Other people in the article got hit with eggs. While they were jogging, they got hit with turnips. And they also got hit with avocados.
Huh.
So why? I'm not exactly positive. But apparently they're running and people just drive by and they've got an endless supply of vegetables that they throw at them.
That just seems wasteful.
Right?
It's got to be a fetish, right?
Got to be.
Fetish?
Yeah. Like some dude that's just like, I'm going to nail this guy with a squash. Yeah, it's a thing, you guys. It's real.
I hope it's a thing, I hope it's real as well.
Dumb.
Hey, Tuesday means the Bachelor Report just after 8 o'clock. Ralph and Petras are going to break down last night's episode. Once again, I hear great things about it. Didn't watch it. Don't have to. Saves me 2 hours a week. In 10 minutes, I'm up to date on how the group date went and everything else. So that's coming up this morning here on K-Rock. First, though, Roger Logan is in the news. Maybe you've seen his picture. He made the news because he had a 140-pound tumor in his stomach.
140 pounds. I weigh 185.
Yeah. Yeah. This
That's
was like
almost
walking,
a me-sized tumor.
Walking around with a whole nother person. He is a 57-year-old man who runs an antique store in Gulfport, Mississippi. And the tumor happened about 5 years ago. It started happening. And I mentioned when we were talking about this story coming up that I have many questions. First of all is, how does it get to 140 pounds before you can get it taken care of? Doesn't it seem like that's the type of thing that you would find a guy who would help you?
I would think embarrassment, maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
Well, you'll hear in this news piece from KERO Bakersfield that he was told by more than one doctor that he was just getting fat. Now, I don't know anything about medicine, but a doctor ought to be able to tell the difference between somebody who's just gaining weight and somebody who has a tumor, I would think. Didn't it just feel like some sort of a scan would have revealed that?
You would think so, yeah.
All right, let's hear what's going on. Here he is in the hospital room after the surgery.
No, this isn't home for 57-year-old Roger Logan.
Usually at home, I have to sit and it rests on the floor.
Home is in Mississippi.
By the way, Kevin has said that many times before. But this is a guy talking about his tumor.
It rests on the floor.
Rests on the floor, yeah.
Home is in Mississippi, where Logan spent majority of his time confined to a reclining chair in an 8-foot room due to growth protruding from his abdomen.
Never.
What?
Never leaving that room, never leaving that chair.
Going years with doctors only telling him this.
You're just fat. It's just fat. It's just words developing.
It wasn't just fat.
Okay.
How many doctors go, you know what? You're just fat.
I don't think he was going to doctors.
I don't either.
There's no way.
You think he was just... See, this is why I have so many questions. You think he was... Like, literally just calling people on the phone and going, yeah, I'm getting so big. And they're like, well, don't eat so much. And then he would hang up. I mean, did he never go to a doctor?
There's no way a doctor missed a 140-pound tumor that rests on the ground.
Not only that, if you're, quote, just fat, they would usually give you ways to maybe lose some of the weight.
Right.
They don't just say you're just fat, have a good day.
And it grew over 5 years. So, look, maybe when you start getting a little paunch, you go, oh, I guess I need to cut back. Because he looks like he was a big dude to begin with. But then once it gets to be 20 pounds and 40 pounds and 60 pounds, any moron, I'm sorry, Mr. Logan, but any moron would realize there's something else going on here. Wait till you hear why he got a tumor, which is why this headline caught our attention, by the way. That's coming up.
But a benign tumor, likely caused by an ingrown hair.
Stop! How about a little more information on how that happened?
Caused by an ingrown hair.
Ingrown hair.
On his stomach? Because that's where the tumor is?
The growth?
No, the growth of the hair was on the back. For some reason, it just grew on the stomach.
I swear to God, Kevin. I swear to God.
There's going
to
be fisticuffs.
Right?
This continues. The growth most likely started as an ingrown hair that became infected, said the man, the doctor who eventually did the surgery.
Oh.
Then it swelled. Now, here's the part. God, I need some help on this. Then it swelled and developed its own blood supply.
Oh,
what?
What does that mean?
Means 2 more months, he's got a whole nother person.
Right?
Yes, it developed its own blood supply.
Who's hungry?
So, an ingrown hair, how does it turn?
Right.
I'm with you, no.
The growth increasing rapidly in size and weight. 130 pounds alone, hanging from Logan's midsection.
From here up, I was a normal person.
Right.
But I used to equate it, he just... put a strap around your neck and carry 3 bags of cement around with you all day long, just swinging and...
After months of research, Logan said no more.
It just keeps getting bigger.
Bringing him here to Memorial Hospital in the hands of Dr. Dev.
By the way...
Is that Dr. Death?
I thought it was Dr. Death the first time I heard it. No, it's Dr. Dev. Thank God it's not Dr. Death. So after months of research he finally decided 140 pounds was enough.
What does that mean, research? Was he online on...
I assume so. He's like, you know what? I was willing to put up with this at 100 pounds.
Right?
But 140, now it's getting in the way. Not that there's anything wrong with sitting in an easy chair all day and watching TV, by the way. That's not the worst life in the world, but it looked like he wanted more. So he went to Dr. Dev, and I think he has something to say about it.
A professional, Logan says, was the only one that could get it done right after working with a similar case in the past.
By the way, Allie, I always ask you, what's up with newscasters? I hate this lady so much. Why does she talk like that?
Why do all newscasters suck?
That voice, it's the worst.
What is that about?
It's the worst.
Why can't she just talk like people talk?
None of them do. It's insane.
You used to talk normally.
I wasn't really a newscaster.
Right, but...
We're fortunate to have a facility like this where we can do this kind of surgery.
with very little or no complications.
Dr. Dev says Logan's surgery was a success.
That's my favorite part.
It was a success.
It was a success.
What? Dr. Dev says Logan's surgery was a success.
I can't.
Now, she's not doing it live, right? So
God
she laid
her.
That voice that, track down.
That was
went,
a track, and somebody said, let me just edit that into this piece. Success.
So she nailed
wow.
it.
Wow.
He, by the way, I don't think this is on the news piece, but the armchair that he used to sit in that little room back mm-hmm. in Mississippi, that's how he got to Bakersfield for the surgery, is they took that armchair and then they screwed it into a van. And he sat in that chair just like he was in his living room 2,000 plus miles across country
wow.
to get to Bakersfield. Because
oh
he's
gosh.
Too big. You know, he couldn't just sit in a car seat.
Right.
He's got too much tumor.
As for Logan, he's looking forward to throwing out that old reclining chair and grabbing a Bakersfield taco before he heads home.
All right, start eating immediately.
Known for their tacos up in Bakersfield.
This is the other thing. You're the fattest man in the world, and the first thing you want to do when they cut out that tuber is go get some tacos.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to get some food.
Mr. Logan, keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Dr. Dev says Logan's surgery was a success.
Success.
You guys.
It was a success, you guys. And nobody says, hey, let's go back in and fix that in post.
Mm-mm.
Just put it on the air.
Sweet wow. spirit.
Hey, guys. Donald Trump is the president now for about the last 2.5 weeks, I guess. And it has been an unconventional 2.5 weeks. Sorry?
Was this in the news?
Yes, this was very much in the news. It has been unconventional. But
you said
of,
2 weeks. You meant 2 months.
2.5 weeks, yeah. It is turning into inexplicable, though, and a lot of people are starting to ask a lot of questions about a lot of things that he and his administration are saying and doing. And we're going to get to a Trump day. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a second. But here's how the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley started last night.
Today, President Trump told a U.S. military audience that there have been terrorist attacks that no one knows about because the media choose not to report them. It has been a busy day for presidential statements divorced from reality.
Presidential statements divorced from reality.
Wow.
Give me the hail to the chief. Let's get our chief executive, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on the phone. Maybe he can clear it up for us, some of the questions that we have. Mr. Trump, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you there with your fake radio in California?
Well, it's real radio. We're being broadcast right now to lots of people.
Fake? No.
So journalists, they hear about or see or have information that there are terrorist attacks.
Absolutely.
And then they just decide to not.
There's so many terrorist attacks that the media know about and they don't report them.
But
you know why. You know why they do that.
Why?
So
why?
They don't report them.
But why don't they report them?
Because they don't want Americans to know the real trouble that we're in. We are in big league trouble.
Right,
okay.
But
the problem with America that they have, which is problematic, are unbelievably largely big.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, lost me. I'm glad Allie got it because I lost it. So we know about terrorism, but we don't report it.
That's right. The media does not want to report it. Let's face it. What about that bowling alley massacre that Kellyanne was talking about?
Okay,
Nobody
it was Bowling Green.
It, okay,
it
all
didn't
those
happen.
Poor people murdered in that bowling alley.
No,
by
it's not a bowling alley.
By that Muslim bowling ball.
No,
went down
no.
there and crushed them, and
it
no
didn't
one
happen.
Talks about it. No one wants to ban all the Muslim bowling balls.
Okay,
that's why I say no more.
All right.
Next
let's
thing you know, it'll be a pool table. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You lost me. I'm sorry. All right. Let's
Thanks.
Move on. From last
night.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let's see what Scott's got next.
Mr. Trump said this morning that any polls that show disapproval of his immigration ban are fake.
Okay. So what about this, Mr. Trump? If a poll comes out and it says something contrary to what you want to be true, the poll itself is fake?
Absolutely fake. Okay. Everyone knows. A lot of people are telling me that those polls are 100% fake polls. And trust me, I know a thing or two about fake polls, okay? I have strapped on some of the best, unbelievable,
Whoa. What? Whoa.
Great, great fake polls. I have seen some of the best. You'd think they're real. That's how good these
wow.
fake polls are, okay?
Wow. Now, you have said that you're doing your own research. You've got your own people giving
yes.
you better statistics than we're able to get as the
yes,
public.
I have employed an amazing, completely nonpartisan polling company called Bannon Incorporated, and they have given me polls saying not only am I the highest rated president in the history of presidential ratings, coming in at 407% approval rating, okay? Hmm. But all of the terrorist action that is being lied about by the fake news, okay, like you, fake news, are actually committed by people that I single-handedly have wrestled to the ground.
Okay. Well, that's very different from what the Gallup poll is saying, which is a pretty respected organization that says you are at 53% unpopularity and disapproval right now.
Who wants to listen to a Gallup poll? What do horses know about politics, okay, first of all, okay?
All right.
I don't want to hear them galloping. I don't want them trotting.
Understood.
I don't want them cantering,
right,
okay? No cantering, all right?
All right.
That's how, I've had a long no cantering policy.
All right, let's see what Smith has.
Singled out a federal judge for ridicule after the judge suspended his ban, and Mr. Trump said that the ruling now means that anyone can enter the country.
All right, what about the so-called judge? Now, look, isn't
this
it possible?
So-called judge.
Right, but he might know something about the Constitution as a federal judge that maybe you don't.
The so-called judge now is letting everyone pouring into the country.
That's nice not work. What's happening.
Nice work, Judge Judy. Okay.
It's not Judge Judy.
Good work, Judge Judy. Now everyone is pouring in, and when something happens, when we get another Bowling Green massacre, you blame that judge, okay? Everyone go to his house and throw eggs and toilet paper, okay?
Yes. So the blood's on his hands if something goes wrong because he interpreted the Constitution in a way you disagree with.
First of all, Constitution, just a suggestion, okay? That's the way they framed it.
It's I don't feel like it's...
Here's some guidelines. Unless you're really, really smart and you have a good, smart head.
Oh, I didn't see that exception.
Very smart head.
I didn't see the smart head part in it.
Well, read it.
Okay.
You can get it in a pamphlet somewhere.
All right. I think there may be one more.
The president's fictitious claims, whether imaginary or fabricated, are now worrying even his backers, particularly after he insisted that millions of people voted illegally, giving Hillary Clinton her popular vote victory. There's not one state election official, Democrat or Republican, who supports that claim.
What about that? You seem to be kind of on your own with the 3 million votes. What about that, Mr. Trump?
3 to 5 million, you said, right?
First of all, absolutely. Most of the people who voted for Hillary Clinton were dead, okay? Everyone knows that. She dominated the dead vote. And if we're going to let dead people vote, then what the hell's going on in this country, okay?
Well, I don't think anyone wants dead people to vote, but 3 to 5 million?
That's why I'm signing a new executive order to ban all dead people from coming into the country. No more corpses in the country. I call it the Walking Dead Amendment, and I think you're all going to enjoy it. No more corpses in America. Make America alive again, okay?
All right. There you go. There's your executive order of the day. Good job, Mr. President. What?
Ma.
Make America.
Make America.
Oh, thank you, woman.
Okay.
You're good for something. I'm going to grab you right in your...
No!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:50.
By the way, looking ahead to the next few days here on The Kevin and Bean Show, Tom Paine is coming in. He's the actor that plays Jesus on The Walking Dead.
He ran for vice president, let's not forget. So that was pretty impressive.
Kane, different guy.
I'm wondering how he felt after the election or anything.
Nope, really... Tim Kaine, Tom Paine, two different guys.
Yeah,
Scott Aukerman is going to be
on this one.
Back on the program. Jim Rome later in the week. The guy who came up with the Hater dating app is going to be on the program. And tomorrow, Eliza Schlesinger in studio with us as well. We love Eliza. That's all coming up on K-Rock. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's new?
Well, this is bad news. Here's the thing. All this political turmoil has been excellent for Saturday Night Live. It has given them some real teeth, and they've been going at Trump in a very funny way with Alec Baldwin's work. Melissa McCarthy's Sean Spicer this past weekend was inspired, and they've decided to take advantage of their good fortunes and stretch out a little bit, stretch their legs, as
it
were. NBC apparently seriously considered a 30-minute spin-off of Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, which for me is consistently the weakest part of the show each and every week. Michael Che, yeah, that's it, and Colin Jost. I can suffer through it when I know that there's something on the other side when it's on Saturday Night Live. I can sort of put my head down and get through their attempts at stand-up comedy, which is all they do now. They get a topic and then they go on like a 3-minute riff, and it's fine because I know sooner it'll be over. But if it's a 30-minute episode, what do I got? So we'll see. We'll follow along and see whether that happens or not.
It's not the strongest weekend update announcers they've ever had.
No.
It's the worst. It's so bad.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, they face it. I don't envy them. They're coming behind a long line of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers. I mean, there's a long history there of really talented, funny, creative.
Even Cecily Strong.
People. Yeah, Cecily
before,
was good.
No.
I hate to say this because I will be mocked forever, but I thought Jimmy Fallon was okay on the Weekend Update desk as well.
Compared to these two?
Oh, sorry, oh, no. Keyboard cat. Say he has to play
I'm no fan of his late night NBC show, but on that show, I thought he was pretty good in the Weekend Update.
All right.
From what we don't want to what we do want, apparently Judy Greer is coming back to television.
Yay!
Can we have that date, please?
What is that?
I love Judy.
That's called propofol cheering guy.
I love her.
Yeah,
that was genuine, you guys.
It's so sad.
That's disturbing. If that was genuine,
that was me busting at the seams with happiness.
Wow.
Yay.
Cheering guy.
What's Judy Greer doing?
She has just been added to the cast of the hit Hulu comedy series Casual.
Oh.
Is that more busting at the seams with joy?
I don't really watch Casual, but I guess I'll have to start.
She will play an overworked and newly single mom who's forced to do multiple jobs at a digital branding firm. I don't know what any of those words mean, but I'm just glad she's back on television.
And she's great in everything.
I love her, and she's the best. And
yay!
Yay!
It was on.
I'm busting at the seams.
Well, I had a sincere moment, and you're all going to have to deal with it.
All right. Yesterday, we talked about the Entertainment Weekly ratings of what they thought were the best Super Bowl ads.
Yes.
Now, we got the real deal, Neil. The ad meter survey. USA Today does this ad meter survey where they ask people across the great United States what they thought of the commercials and who was their favorite. And Bean talked about it yesterday. It was his favorite. It turns out it's America's favorite. Melissa McCarthy's Kia commercial where she was saving the trees and saving the polar bears and saving
The rhinos
and the glaciers.
Very funny.
It was a very funny spot.
But she's just a great physical actress.
She is.
It was the number one Super Bowl ad. It's no Puppy Monkey Baby, but it was good, right?
Right. Doesn't seem like there was anything that, like, is now a thing. You know what I mean? It didn't introduce us to something that now we're all, like, still talking about and obsessed with, and it's a catchphrase and all
like
that.
Like Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy yeah, Monkey exactly. Baby.
Which was Puppy
Monkey Baby.
A little underwhelming.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
I miss Puppy Monkey Baby.
This is going to make you happy, Kevin.
Yes.
How about Captain Kirk Pony?
What?
William Shatner has been announced will be joining the cast of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Shatner's going to do a voice of a pony. How awesome is that? It's My Little Pony and Shatner.
Well, I mean, I don't watch My Little Pony.
Right. Okay. Wink, wink. Whatever you say, sport. I'll keep your secret. Shatner! My Little Pony! Shatner!
Right.
My Little Pony!
We hear you.
I don't think you're getting it.
We hear you.
No one's against it.
I feel like we've all processed it.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying here. Hey, new releases. It's new release day for DVDs. Loving. The movie with Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga, if you missed it, it's now available on DVD. And a direct-to-DVD movie, which I just watched this week, and it's very entertaining for all you nerds out there, Justice League Dark, new animated film from Warner Brothers, starring Jason O'Mara as Batman. Very good stuff. If you want to check that out, it's available today as well. And TV shows on DVD, From Dusk Till Dawn, Season 3, finally, for those of you who have been waiting.
Is it Dusk Till Dawn TV show?
I guess so.
Penny Dreadful, the complete series with Timothy Dalton and Eva Green. I've heard good things about that. I didn't see any of it, but I heard good things.
That's a good show.
Sam.
And the box set of Quantum Leap, the complete series.
Finally.
Right? Scott Bakula. Dean Stockwell.
Right?
Al, where are we? I don't know, kid. Jump into that body. What needs to go like that every week?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry, missed that.
You don't get it, man.
I don't. How many years was that on, Ralph?
It was on, like I'm five glad you asked, Bean. It was on from 1989 to 1993. So four seasons.
Four seasons, okay.
Four seasons of Quantum Leap. I'm going to talk about this next weekend. I'm bringing in the intro, because the intro to Quantum Leap was one of those great intros that explained the whole show to you before you right? watch every episode. It was great. It's like, and he jumps from body to body, life to life, hoping that the next leap will be his leap home or something like that. It was great. Love that. I don't know what's going on, kid. That's what Al would say.
Sounds
his
good.
His computer friend, Al.
Sounds really good.
Al was a computer, but he was also, he looked like a dude.
Right.
Oh.
Hey, why don't you jump over there, kid? It was Al.
Looks like we all really missed out.
You guys, you know, you're just playing with me. You all watched, right? Quantum Leap.
I never saw one episode.
You never watched Quantum Leap?
Never saw it.
No.
Allie?
Nah.
Nah.
What the hell?
We didn't watch
no.
it.
It was awesome.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to bring in the intro, and then you're all going to be sorry. Today's celebrity birthdays.
You're going to be sorry that you brought in the intro.
No, you won't. You're oh. sorry you missed out.
That's what I meant.
On Quantum Leap.
Right.
Deborah Ann Wall is 32 years old today. Ashton Kutcher's 39. Chris Rock's 52. Garth Brooks turns 55 years old today. James Spader is 57. How good is Blacklist, by the way?
Couple behind.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh, Kevin, you're missing so much.
Awesome.
So much goodness. Oh, James Spader's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Coming up next, we have a chance for you to win tickets to see the Lumineers at the Grammy Museum party. How about that? Plus, you get put into the drawing for Cape Town, South Africa. Get to see them there as well. We're going to play a game next. 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We'll play next.
By the way, we're going to do a phone topic here in a few minutes. The downsides of being too beautiful.
Right. And
Kevin, you're going to have to let other people talk. All I just right. want to give you a heads up right now. I know you're going to want to dominate the conversation with all the stories where that's happened to you.
It's tough.
But we're going to be looking for other people who are just too darned attractive or handsome or beautiful. And it frankly is annoying. And it gets in the way. And they don't like it. So that's coming up on K-Rock. First, though, let's hook you up with those tickets for the Lumineers. They are going to be in town. I think they are nominated for a couple of different Grammys. The show is Sunday night on CBS. So they're going to be in town this weekend, and they're playing at the Grammy Museum, a private show. You cannot buy tickets to this, but you can win them from K-Rock right now. And you're eligible for the grand prize drawing to go see the band again in Cape Town, South Africa. How about that? This time we're playing it with a game called The Name Game.
Let's play The Name Game.
There's anything thug life wow. about that. It occurred to us that the Lumineers are a band who seem to like putting ladies' names in their song titles. Ophelia was one of their big hits. Cleopatra is another song. So we started thinking, wouldn't it be fun to play a game where other K-Rock songs that have ladies' names in the title are the answer that you need to come up with? So we're going to play a clip from a song that you've heard a million times here on K-Rock. All you have to do is tell us the title and artist of that song. You go into the drawing to win the tickets for the Lumineers. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Clear enough?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Octavio and Downey. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to
Let's Play The Name Game.
All right, we're going to play a clip. You have to tell us the artist and the song title, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Here you go.
She couldn't scream or never close to my sword. I never let you have color.
I'm sorry. No, I don't know.
Oh. That's the Killers. Jenny Was a Friend of Mine.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. Thanks for
playing, Octavio. All right, that's okay.
Yeesh.
You said yeesh. Let's go to Dane in North Hills. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's your song.
She's still up watching Vacation, and I see her pretty face. It takes me away to a better place, and I know that everything, know that everything.
There's a K-Rock song with a lady's name in the title. What is it?
All right, you guys have a good day now.
Well, that was Josie by Blink-182 is what we were looking for.
All right, you guys have a good day now.
But I appreciate the way he bowed out. That was nice.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Covina. Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Well, zero for two.
Yeah, not great so far. We're hoping that you can turn the tide.
Are you ready?
Try. Yeah.
Little did I know her body was warm, delicious by no two.
All right, Jeff, we're counting on you here.
Chili Peppers.
Yes. Girl's name in the title.
Boy, now, sorry.
Girl's name in the title. The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
We're playing a game called The Name Game, by the way. Let's play The Name Game. And so far, it's a little tougher than we might have imagined. The Lumineers like to put ladies' names in their song titles. We're playing other K-Rock songs to see if you can identify them to win the tickets to see the band. Who's next?
Let's go to Carlos in Los Angeles. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, don't let us down. Here we go.
For all the things my hands have held, the best by far is you. If I could fly, then I would know.
All right.
That's, nothing. Oh, my God.
That's the name of the artist is Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Cecilia and the Satellites.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is right, actually. Yeah. That is correct. All right. So
I didn't think this was going to be this difficult.
I didn't either. I mean, these are, again, very popular K-Rock songs. Let's go to Emily. Girls are usually way better with lyrics and artists and whatnot than guys are. Emily, how have you been doing? You've been listening on hold through the first four contestants. Did you get any of them?
Yeah, two of them.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we'll see how you do with yours. Good luck.
All right. Here you go.
Yeah, bands. No, that's not going to work out.
My favorite bands. Oh, My Chemical Romance. Helena.
All right.
Okay.
Let's keep trying. We'd love to give these tickets
I feel
away.
Like we're doing well.
Allie, what are we doing wrong? Is it our fault?
I'm not going to lie.
It's our fault?
I've gotten a couple, but not all of them.
All right. Well, you don't have to get all. We just want one person.
Yeah, we just
get
one of them.
We need one winner. We should have gotten the killers.
All right, let's start with Lynn in Rancho Santa Margarita. Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready for your song?
I'm trying.
Okay, good luck.
She took me to a castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy.
All right. Fingers crossed, Lynn. What do you got?
I guess I'm going to pass that one.
That was Foo Fighters doing the Prince song, Darling Nikki.
Yeah, thank you.
They're going to get the last one. The last one they'll get.
Okay.
For sure. There's no question.
We're almost there.
We're almost there.
All right, let's go to Alex in Santa Fe Springs. Hi, Alex.
What's going on, guys?
A fantastic game.
We're qualifying.
Nothing but winners. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's see.
Okay, tell us what this is.
This city by the sea. I watch the ships pass and wonder if she might be.
I take it that wasn't the last one, right?
Nope.
No.
But it's okay if you know that one,
right,
too.
It's still okay if you get it.
It's a very popular, big number one K-Rock song.
Let's go with Cindy.
Sorry, it was not Cindy. It was Anna Molly by Incubus that time around, but thank you for playing.
All
right.
For the call.
We got one. TJ's getting this. I
one
know
more.
It.
Let's hope so.
If not, we're out. So what do we do? All right. Let's go to TJ. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
TJ, we're all counting on you.
I don't want to put all the pressure of the world on your shoulders here, but it's a big fail if you don't get this one. You understand the game, right? You got any questions before we play yours?
No, I don't, but I don't appreciate anything. Ali saying that this is the easiest one because now...
Oh, yeah, we're a lot of pressure.
Now, there's no way you'll miss this.
Sorry.
Only a fool would miss this one.
This is a guarantee.
I mean, seriously, you're a dumb head if you don't know this one.
All right, you ready, TJ?
Yep, ready.
They all want her to go, but that's okay, man. She don't like them anyway.
All right. Oh, come on, TJ.
God damn you to hell.
Come on.
What? Say it again.
Cindy.
It's not Cindy.
It's never been Cindy.
Jane says.
That's Jane says.
She's but done Jane's with Sergio.
Jane's a dick.
The treats are like a rag doll.
We've been playing that song
television
every day for 30 years, TJ.
Why are we yelling at TJ? He didn't get it.
Oh, he got Anna Molly.
All right.
So caller 20 right now if you want to win tickets to go see the Lumineers.
Back, TJ.
Wow. They're playing the K-Rock Private Grammy Party this Friday night. And you're qualified to see them in South Africa as well. Caller 20 right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the backup to the name game.
Let's play the name game. Yeah.
Is this the time where I get to complain about being too hot?
Again, you're going to have to sit this one out because we want to let you. We've heard your stories about how difficult it is to look like a male model.
Lord.
We want to spread it around a little bit because others are having painful experiences too, Kevin.
Yeah, but I don't care about other people as much as I care about me.
Sure. I know.
That's a given, right?
All right. It's been a while since we've talked about this, but I saw an article this week. The headline is, Women Reveal the Surprising Downsides to Being Too Beautiful. And let me just put this caveat out there, because I know that there are going to be people who are going to say, you think it's tough being hot, try being ugly. That doesn't mean that there aren't also downsides to being beautiful. It may not be as difficult a road as being ugly, but it doesn't mean that there aren't some bad things that come along with it. A lot of good things, a lot of perks, a lot of benefits. It's not all great, is my take from reading some of these people who are being interviewed in this article.
Right.
Why are you our...
Take it easy.
Already mad.
Right?
Because
I'm yelling already.
Because I know that
there
are
down.
I know that there are going to be people who have no time for somebody who one of their problems is that they're too attractive. I know that.
Right, but my problems are real.
While good looks can give you an unfair advantage in some walks of life, you'd be wrong to assume that being attractive comes without its pitfalls. While there are, of course, some definite perks, it turns out the bubble of beauty can make certain aspects of life much more difficult. Have you always longed to be drop-dead gorgeous? You might want to think again. Conventionally attractive women have come together in their masses via social site Reddit to voice their negative experiences, with one user asking, do you have any stories where your attractiveness has actually been a disadvantage?
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
All right, well, let's not overdo it.
I got news for you. There are no hot chicks on Reddit. I've just put it out there. That is just BS.
What do you think the most, let's assume that there are, what do you think the most common response is for the downside of being an attractive woman?
Not taken seriously.
Yes, not being taken seriously at work, a place many women found to be fueled by implicit sexist prejudices. Mm-hmm. No one takes me seriously. They assume that I'm stupid, even when I prove
I'm
not.
Say it louder for the guys in the back.
There's still that feeling. It's been implied that I would do best as a trophy wife by my manager before. Another agreed, adding, I'm fairly young, in my mid-20s. I was told by the HR person in charge of the hiring committee that I didn't have a chance because older male coworkers would not take me seriously. And here's the part that I bet drives women crazy. And those men could get distracted. As if it's the lady's fault that some man has a problem with working with an attractive woman. I can see how that would be infuriating.
Of course. People get distracted by me all the time, and it really is infuriating.
I thought this was interesting, too. Hey, Maricel, hang on. We're going to go to you in 1 second. We're taking your calls, by the way, if this is you. And we'll open this up to males or females. If being very attractive has had some downsides, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-106. You can call us right now. I thought this was interesting. Similarly, while beauty pays in some circumstances, it became apparent that it can be a somewhat lonely place. Some women found it hard to make female friends. Others realized that they would never be able to be just one of the guys. This was high school for me. The girls I thought were my friends often secretly hated me, and anytime I showed weakness, they would pounce, one woman wrote. It was extremely stressful, and I eventually stopped trying to make girlfriends. Another added, I have to be careful about going out drinking with my male friends. After a few drinks, it's not uncommon for them to get flirty, even if they're in a relationship, and I hate always having to find a non-awkward way to shut them down while somehow maintaining our friendship.
Same.
So in other words, if you're hot enough, even guys who understand that you're just friends, at some point, they're going to go for it. And that has to be really disappointing if you're the woman involved. That would happen. Kevin, I swear to God. All right, let's let Maricel take over a little bit. Let's hear her real-life experience. I'm glad you called from Orange, Line 8. Thank you so much for holding on. How are you, Maricel?
Hi, good morning.
Were you surprised to hear that this was going to be a topic on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning?
I was, because I experience this every day.
Same.
All right, tell us what's going on. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
And what celebrity do you most resemble?
I don't know. Mexican.
Oh, a Mexican celebrity. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, good. I've got that image in my mind now. So what's the downside? What has happened to you as a result of being conventionally attractive, as it says here in the piece?
Well, people stare at me all day. Mm-hmm. They think I'm very beautiful, and they think because of my beauty and my personality, they think I like them. So they always want to date lunch.
So you get hit on a lot?
Yeah, same. I do.
So everyone in the office pretty much spends time staring at you, and you feel very self-conscious about that.
And you know what it is? It's, I work in an office, and all the cubicles are low, and it's sit-stand desks. So, you know, the sit-stand desks, you can either sit or stand, right?
Oh, I see.
You
okay.
You can see everybody's head. So I do the sit-stand thing every now and again, and I always see, like, at the corner of my eye, I could see, like, a guy doing that sit-stand thing, and they're looking at me.
Right. Yeah. They're always standing when you're sitting so they can look at you. All right, let me ask you this, Marisol, and that is, do you ever try to not look your best? Because it's just easier if you can figure out a way to be a little plainer. You won't attract as much attention.
That's what I do. I ugly myself up when I come to work.
Let's hear Marisol's story. And what do you do? What do you do for that? Just like not wash your hair for a year? What do you do?
No, I put like oversized clothes so that they don't check me out. But that doesn't work. It's like my face. So
Come on, dude, your stupid face, right?
It's her Mexican face.
It's her Mexican face.
She's got that famous Mexican face. All right, well, listen, keep doing what you're doing, Marisol. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Let's go to line four. Let's squeeze Evelyn in here.
Come on. Are you kidding?
Come on.
It was magical.
I can't.
Let's go to Evelyn. She's on my
show. Celebrity do you look like? Mexican?
Mexico. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Evelyn, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are good, thank you.
All right, we have some strength left after talking to Marisol. Let's hear your story. What's going on?
Well, everyone usually assumes that I'm a bitch and I'm expect to get spoiled by men, which is not the case at all.
So everybody assumes that you get hit on by all men because you're attractive, but that doesn't happen at all? They're just putting that on you?
Yeah, like everyone will assume, oh, she's a bitch. She thinks she's better than everyone. And I'm actually a very, very nice person.
Well, first of all, you are better than everyone if you're really, really pretty. First of all, you should understand that.
Okay. I'm not sure that's helping.
What about getting asked out all the time, like Marisol said? Is that something you experience?
No,
or
actually,
the opposite?
Yeah, it's the opposite. A lot of people actually assume that I get hit on all the time, but I don't. Like, a lot of men actually don't approach me.
Isn't that interesting? Listen to this. Listen to this piece. This is somebody in that same Reddit group about it. While some struggle to find dates, others found the attention they attracted to be dangerous. The number of times I've heard, "But you're pretty, I can't believe you're single," is bananas. It makes me think that no one is dating me or approaching me because they assume someone else is. Date me, please. I'm lonely, one woman confessed. Which is so counterintuitive because we would always imagine that every really, really pretty person would have a ton of people who would want to go out with them. But they're just they're intimidated to try.
We're
is that what it is?
Sitting at home. We are watching Dateline, right, Evelyn?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Trash TV. I don't care.
Bible.
Have you run into any problems that we described about being taken seriously because of the way you look?
Oh, yeah, definitely. People think I'm stupid. People think they're actually surprised when I tell them that I'm actually in my master's program right now. They're like, really? You? Like,
yeah, that's nice.
That's so rude. Can you imagine?
Really,
yeah,
you?
A lot.
You can read?
Well, you know, we have talked on this show before, Kevin. There have been situations that have come up where we've thought that a really attractive person doesn't have to develop a personality.
Right.
Doesn't have to get real smart
and
work real hard because they can kind of float through life if they play it right.
Yeah, a lot of them do, yeah.
A lot of them do. So, all right, Evelyn, glad you called. Thank you, and thank you so much for listening. We'd like to think that all of our listeners look like Evelyn Butter. Anthony, you hang on. I'd love to hear the guy version of this. Christina has the gay version of this, which I'm interested to hear. And Amanda as well. We'll take your calls when we come back. 1-800-520-1067. You're too darn pretty. What's that about? Coming back at John K-Rock.
When I was younger, I always had people telling me how pretty I was. And it made me feel good. But when I got to high school, things changed. I got so much attention from the guys. But I didn't get along with any of the girls. They were extremely jealous of me. I would have hate mail like, you should just go kill yourself. It got so bad to the point that I just stopped going to school.
Dude, that's not a good high school experience. Talking about people who are too pretty or too darn handsome here on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. If this has been your experience, apparently it's a problem, you guys.
Right?
Kevin, you know, but for the rest of us, we're just catching up.
Why don't we start? Let's start with Amanda. She's in Thousand Oaks. Christina, you hang on. We'll get to you next. Amanda's on line two, and she is up first in this segment. How are you? Thank you for holding on.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. What's happening here? You're too darn pretty?
Well, the problem is I'm a high school English teacher.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So, take it easy, Bean.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Okay, Bean.
Take it easy.
Go on.
Anytime that I tell anyone, like if I'm at a bar, if I tell anyone that I'm a high school teacher, they automatically just go to the, wow, every boy must have a boner in your class. And it's really awkward to think about my 16-year-old students like that.
Yeah, I can understand that. And, how does it work in the classroom trying to, I mean, do you find that they are distracted or do they work extra hard to try to make you happy? Or how does it play itself out in the dynamic of that?
I don't notice too much of a difference. I do know that I have to really, really watch what I wear, maybe more than another teacher.
Right.
But you'll have a couple boys who will stay a little extra or will, you know, say, you look really pretty today, and they'll kind of like, I hear them more outside the classroom when they're not my students, and I hear them giggling.
Right.
Right.
So yeah. Is it more of a problem in school or out of school where people say, oh, your students must love you?
Honestly, it bothers me more outside of school because yeah. I worked really hard to be where I am. You know, I went to school for it. I'm going back to school to get my master's. And, yeah, people don't take you seriously, and they just kind of put you in a porno. And that's
a shame because what you're doing is really, really important. It's obviously nobody gets into teaching unless they're passionate about helping kids. So you kind of don't want the distraction of everything else, right? Understood. Glad you called. That's good to hear. Thank you very much. Let's go to Christina, line one. She's in L.A. She's up next. Now, she's got the gay experience. Tell me what's different about it for you, Christina.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Allie. How are you?
Hi, Christina.
it's hard because being gay, guys don't take you seriously. They think as soon as you tell them you're into chicks, they see you as a challenge, and they have to, like, get you and make you, like, fall for them.
So in other words, they think you're gay only because you haven't met the right man yet to turn you.
Exactly, which is weird because, I mean, you're amazing.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you get no argument here.
And I imagine a lot of guys right away, if you say you're...
NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing is headed back to Pomona. Feel the power that pummels the senses with 10,000 horsepower at speeds over 330 miles per hour. Every ticket's a pit pass at the Circle K NHRA Winter Nationals this weekend at Auto Club Raceway at Pomona. Kids 12 and under are free in general admission. Get tickets early and save at NHRA.com/tickets or call 800-884-NHRA. Ignite your senses.
They're like, oh, she's
no. You got to stop saying that word, though, only because we're not allowed to on the radio. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay,
I know, not your fault. It's ridiculous that we can't, but we can. And as part of the added pressure in your situation, Christina, is that some people have in their minds what a quote-unquote lesbian looks like, and if you don't fit that definition, they have trouble reconciling it.
Exactly. And there are many types of lesbians. You know, you have a tomboy, and then you have a femme, and because I look more feminine, they're like, no, you're supposed to have, you know, short hair and dress like a boy and like
you're
other
supposed
girls.
To have.
Gotcha. All right. So
what celebrity do you look like, Christina?
Oh my gosh, I don't know what celebrity looks like me. Actually, I'm not sure.
The I just wanted Mexican, you to say Mexican. Mexican.
That's the correct answer. I Mexican. All right, Christina, glad you called. Thank you so much for listening. You guys interested in the male perspective on this?
Yes.
Sure. Go to Anthony, Los Angeles, line five. Now, Kevin, this story is going to sound very familiar
right.
to you. You've lived it. You've walked
exactly.
it. Exactly. You've poured your cereal. You know what's going on here. See what Anthony's got to say. Hey, pretty boy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you guys doing, Kara?
Good, thanks.
Will you tell us, you're our first man on this story, so for people who are just tuning in, how has being too attractive been a downside for you?
You know what? I feel like I get discredited. I've always been a hard worker, and you know what? Just because I'm not, you know, that average girl or that ugly-looking mother, you know, like, I get a little discredited, so I got to work a little harder.
Right, same.
Yeah.
And how does it, you know, we've been hearing from a lot of women who get too much attention from the opposite sex. Same deal with you. Do you have a lot of women who make the move on you?
you know what? I've been a womanizer for most of my life, but I'm happy to say I got a good girl. So I'm not struggling in that area. I'm just tired of you know, being discredited for my hard work.
Same.
All right, Allie, any questions for Anthony?
I got nothing.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Nicole real quick. Line 6 up next, Los Angeles.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
I think Anthony and Marisol need to get together, though.
No kidding.
They're going to make some very beautiful dumb babies. All right, Nicole, what's happening?
Hello. Good morning, guys. At this point, I'm 47 years old, and all my life I've been, distracted, or people were attracted to me because of looks. And I'm not trying to be conceited. It's just been that way. In high school, girls thought I was stuck up, and they didn't really make friends with me. So my plan was to just make friends with all the other really pretty girls, so therefore there would be no competition.
Right.
And that's kind of how I've been running my life. And then as a 30-year-old, I started a business, or late 20s, and I had several contracts throughout Los Angeles with various vocational schools, and men would be working there, and it was constantly inundated with being hit on. At least two directors got annoyed, angry with me because I didn't go out with them and retaliated. I lost contracts that. Right. I just decided to go to the school to become a therapist and did my MFT about 3 years ago. And while doing therapy with a young man, I thought everything went well the first two visits. And then over time, he wasn't coming back. And I would be calling in to check up on him because he was a teen. And finally, his father told me, it's because you're very attractive and it makes him uncomfortable, so he doesn't want to come back to you.
How about that? Huh. So much of that is just out of your control. You know, how exactly. Other people react to you is out of your control. You can do everything right, and it still doesn't mean it's going to work out.
Exactly, and it's also frustrating when you have a friendship circle. As you get older, I'm friends with a lot of my friends from middle school and stuff, and I've lost some because when they became married people and I would come to the married parties, you know, I don't have a husband at this time, so then all these husbands are looking at me, or I'm sensing that the wives are feeling that their husbands may begin, even if the husbands aren't looking at me.
Gotcha.
They're thinking that their husband
right.
May.
Yeah. So yeah. Nobody wants their husband to have a lot of hot female friends. I bet that's pretty consistent. That makes a lot of sense. So all right, Nicole, glad you called. Thanks so much. Hey, let's just do one more. Let's squeeze in Vic, only because he's the first caller that has called in who looks like he can tell us what it's like on both sides, being hot and also being not. Vic, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
We are good.
All right. Well, I don't know why everyone's complaining here with sad stories. When I was good looking, I mean, I still am. I'm out of shape now. But when I was good looking, everything was handed to me on a silver platter. Everything was nice and easy, you know? So I got married. I let myself go a little bit. And now I have to work like twice as hard for everything. So let's be real here. Come on. I'm just average now, you know?
No. Well, welcome to our life, my friend.
I know, man.
It doesn't get better, but thanks for calling.
Hot girls, we have problems, too. We're just like you, except we're hot.
Got my clips.
Shh. It's on. Shh.
What?
We're doing the show.
We're on the air.
Why is everybody whispering?
You got my clips, Chip?
I got your clips, Rob.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. The Bachelor Report,
right?
It's coming up next.
Oh, wait till you. Maybe the best one so far.
You say that every week.
I know. It keeps getting better. Next week, though, I think it will be better even than this week. Because I saw the teaser for next week's episode, and...
All right.
We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Can't wait. Coming up just after 8, Ralph and P break down last night's Bachelor. First, though, showbiz time.
Let me give you something. Have you seen the trailer for this movie, The Great Wall? This new Matt Damon film? Looks fascinating, right? Action-packed.
Yep.
Also historical, yet at the same time, fantastical. It's got everything. We're doing a very special K-Rock advanced screening of The Great Wall.
Who likes the idea of the wall? I love it.
On February 15th. At Pacific Theaters at the Grove, you will get a pair of passes. Plus, you will qualify for a VIP 4-pack of passes to the premiere of The Great Wall.
We have to start by building a wall, a big, beautiful, powerful wall.
At the TCL Chinese Theater, and then you'll have access to the TCL suite and the TCL box as well. So you'll be living large at this premiere should you win the VIP prize as well. So why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through will get a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of The Great Wall. Plus, you will qualify for a grand prize, which is that VIP four-pack of passes to the premiere that I talked about. So call now if you'd like to see Matt Damon in The Wall. If you don't win, don't feel bad because it's in theaters everywhere on February 17th. Speaking of Matthew Damon, that's how they talk about him in France.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel last night had a very special guest on his show, had Tom Brady stop by.
Oh,
Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
That's a cat.
Apparently Jimmy got a phone call late Sunday, said Brady was willing to fly in and be on his show last night. And Brady came out in full uniform, which I thought was odd.
That's pretty funny.
What?
Came out in full football uniform, and Jimmy could barely see him, so he asked him to take his helmet off.
Mm-hmm. Take your helmet off, though.
Yeah, no, it's my lucky helmet. I'm not going to take it off. Just so much success here. I'd
love it if you could just take that helmet off.
No, I'm going to leave it on.
I think everybody wants to see...
Yeah, Matt Damon snuck on the show pretending to be Tom Brady last night. And he was very happy. He kept screaming, "Touchdown! I'm on the show!" And Jimmy said, "No, if you're not on the couch, you're not on the show." And that security escorted him off the stage. So I guess officially still he hasn't been on the show. But it was very funny. They came out in the number 12 uniform. And,
that's funny.
Used that way to sneak onto the panel.
Why can't those two just patch it up?
Right?
Whatever it is.
Those crazy kids. Well, I think because Matt Damon boned Sarah Silverman, right? When he
right?
was when
goes David way back.
Was dating her, so it does go back. Those wounds are deep. Kim Kardashian wants Kanye West to play the Super Bowl 52. She tweeted Sunday. Couldn't she have waited till Monday till after Lady Gaga had finished? Never too early was her caption. And she wants her husband to play Super Bowl 52.
I'd like to say it's too early right now.
I would too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Super Bowl 102. That's when we can have him come on. And I get a lot of love. Getting a lot of love for Quantum Leap. You
really?
Guys apparently on the outs.
Well, even though Ali and Kevin and I never ever watched that show, I understand the other room is full in on
nothing
Quantum
but
Leap.
Quantum Leap.
Dave,
Leapers.
Christine, Muggs, everybody, all into it.
Raves loved it. Everyone loved Quantum Leap.
All right. Well,
so
what do you want us to do right now?
Learn your lesson.
Okay.
Know better.
Right.
Be better.
Okay.
Can't do that.
And get the new Quantum Leap, the complete series DVD that just dropped today. You get Scott Bakula as Sam Beckett, Dr. Sam Beckett. You get Dean Stockwell as Al and his computer Ziggy. I don't know what Ziggy's telling me here, Sam. Come on.
I'm going to ask a really, really dumb question here, Ralph, but I know nothing about Quantum Leap. Is the Quantum Leap referring to time travel?
Man.
Do they go back and forth in history and solve crimes?
Let me explain everything to you by playing for you the opening 18 minutes of the show every week where they would explain the entire premise of the program to you each and every episode.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished.
Some good sound effects, I like that.
He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own, and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Al, an observer from his own time, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear. And so Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home.
Be the leap home!
That was at the beginning of every show?
Every episode. And then Sam would just leap into someone else's life, and he'd wake up and look in the mirror, and he'd be like, an old woman, or he'd be like a black kid.
That sounds
good.
Or
he'd be a football player. He'd be traveling
through
time.
Sorry, I missed that.
And also taking on the lives of other people.
Like a dog's purpose.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, sort of.
It sounds confusing.
Not confusing at all. He leaps through time into people's lives and fixes their lives and then moves on. And Al would get Ziggy out and tell him what he needed to fix so he would fix the past.
Like the show Timeless, but not good.
Oh, my God.
Right, I mean, I think that sounds right.
You are all the worst people.
That's possible, but just because we haven't seen the show, so it's all right.
It's not all right.
We'll live.
No, you won't. That's what I'm telling you.
Cease to live.
Cease to live.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Death is upon you.
I got to get right home and watch this.
Yes, you do. Where else? Death.
Leap into their bodies, would they like feel it? Would they be like, ugh, like a ghost? How would they react?
Today's celebrity birthdays. James Spader is 57 years old today. Garth
Sam
Brooks
Beckett's in me.
Is 55. You wish.
Chris
Rock is 52. Ashton Kutcher is 39. And Deborah Ann Woll of True Blood and Daredevil, 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is a bright spot.
It is a bright spot.
It's a bright spot on an otherwise bleak week of Kevin and Bean shows every Tuesday just after 8 o'clock when Petros and Ralph get together for a little feature we like to call The Bachelor Report.
It's time. We got the Big P and Garman, and they watch The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Girls crying, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Girls crazy, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you.
Woo-hoo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you. The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you. The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
Boom! All right, Ralph is here. Let's welcome our old friend, the old P, Petros Papadakis, co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show, AM 570 LA Sports. Back to the show. How are you, P?
Morning, everybody. Feeling great.
P squared, last night's episode, best yet, in my opinion. Agree, disagree, go.
I disagree.
How can you disagree?
I disagree because usually when the other bachelors and bachelorettes go through this kind of lull in the swoon in the middle of the season,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you're in a foreign place, there's people that are there, they're attractive, but you're not really that into them. You feel a little lonely. They just power through and cut the fat and gristle off the steak like the Turkish meat chef, like they're supposed to. Instead, this guy has some kind of existential crisis.
Yes, because he's a sensitive man, and he did cry last night. We'll get to that. But first and foremost, we have to remember that Corinne and Taylor went on a two-on-one date last episode. He chose Corinne over Taylor, sent her home, but Taylor did not go gently into that dark night. No, she crashes their date, Corinne and Nick's date, to give Nick the lowdown on what Corinne's really about. She's going to have her final word before she leaves.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care because she's just busty and slutty.
That's all he cares about. And they're sitting here, she lied to you. It doesn't care. She could be lying. Corinne could be a fake name. He doesn't care.
Yes. And Corinne, I think, knows that, too, because as Taylor walks away, he comes back to her and says, look, it's just about you and me. I don't really care what Taylor has to say. And so Corinne gets the last laugh
it's
here.
It's working.
What I learned tonight is cats have 9 lives and bitches have 2.
See? Because Taylor came back.
Boom.
Boom. Drop the mic.
Did Taylor ever use that voodoo doll that she learned how to make on last week's show, Ralph?
Corinne was the one with the voodoo doll, and apparently she did use it, and it worked because Taylor's gone.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So, he just doesn't care. He's just staring at that thing, and they blurred out her ass when we had a chance to look at it.
That's right. You know how P feels about the pooper.
Sure does.
Corinne, by the way, at the hotel, she's got a full-time nanny at home who's a caretaker. Our nanny.
Raquel.
Raquel, the nanny, takes care of Corinne.
And she's
back
how old,
home.
I'm sorry?
Corinne is in her 20s.
20? 24,
23.
24, 23. Okay.
Yeah. So she's feeling sort of empty, having to fend for herself on the road.
Right.
So she sort of adopts one of the maids at the hotel, Lorna, and adopts her as her new nanny. And so Lorna now is spending all her time catering to Corinne, walking around the hotel, getting her everything that she needs. I don't know how she swings it, but she did.
Everyone needs a Raquel or a Lorna in their life.
Hi, my beloved.
Hi.
I bring you some munchies.
Thank you.
I always love someone that's able to do stuff for me.
Sit back and enjoy.
She got me my pina colada by the pool, some lobster dip, made sure my towels were all comfy.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Anything I need, Lorna is there. She's adorable. I love her.
Oh, my God.
Raquel's going to be jealous.
Raquel's going to be jealous.
She is insufferable.
There are people out there that love to care for others.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's people caring for people in hospice care right now. That's
right.
What they love to do. And there's people out there that love to be cared for.
That is true, P.
There's men out there that wear diapers and they act like babies.
Okay.
Right. That's all a whole right. I think maybe we're off target now.
So we're in St. Thomas in the U.S. British Islands. Nope. It wouldn't be British Islands
Virgin
at all.
Islands.
It would be the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, they're ours.
And Alexis, Josephine, and Janie, I guess.
I don't even know. Half these women are just mannequins.
They're all sent home. And now Christina goes on a one-on-one date with our boy Nick. And we find out that she was a Russian orphan.
My God. Just when you thought, you know, that The Bachelor had all the depressing stories of suicide and death and
right.
fiancés slitting their own throats in front of these women.
This one was brutal, P. This...
Oh, Russian orphan. Just the sadness of a thousand wars and winters. My God.
At 5 years old, Christina was put into a Russian orphanage by her abusive mother who left her there. Christina was, at the hands of her mother, was left to fend for herself eating lipstick because she was so hungry.
Oh, my God.
Eating lipstick.
She was raised in an orphanage for 7 or 8 years and then adopted at the age of 12 by an American family who took her home and made them her own. But she had to leave behind all the other little orphans that she knew in the orphanage was the only family she ever knew.
Like Annie.
Only Annie.
Only
Annie,
not a...
Annie with a great ass.
Oh, Granny with a great ass.
Don't forget that.
Here she is telling her story.
I mean, it wasn't easy. It's just, it literally, in a way, like, broke my heart. It's like growing up with someone for 7, 8 years, and you see them every single day, and you just, like, build memories. They become your family. And leaving all of them behind, knowing that I probably won't ever see them again. It's like, I think at the time that's why it was so hard.
Plus, I'm out of lipstick.
Oh, come on, Kevin, have a heart.
That's not the point,
the
Kevin.
The sun is not coming out tomorrow for this little orphan.
The mean thing she did was dress up like the Statue of Liberty and hand out a bunch of little American flags to the orphans the day she left.
That was not true.
Rubbing it in.
So it gives Christina a rose, naturally. You can't boot her after that experience.
Right? You know, I just don't know if it's so romantic on a date when a woman tells you that she escaped a life of teenage prostitution.
Yes, I know. But look, it got her the rose, P. You
right? Can't and that's
can't
what matters. So it was really
success.
Worth it.
You can't
the
argue
rose
with success.
Was made of barbed wire.
Then Vanessa has a meltdown because on the group date, Nick makes them all play volleyball against each other. And these girls have been there. They miss their man, Nick, and now they're fighting against each other. They all start to have a mental breakdown because they just can't bear up the pressure.
What's so hard about volleyball?
It's not the volleyball. It's the competition. Isn't there enough competition on this show, P?
Why was it so easy to shovel cow crap? But it's so hard to play volleyball on a Caribbean island.
Because of the competition factor, and they're tired of competing for love. And he made Vanessa cry, and I will not bear it.
I'm just fed up of it. I'm just fed up of having to compete for time. I'm fed up of having to get his attention. And the fact that I have to go through these next few weeks having to deal with all the competition and all the gossip and all the talk and the other one-on-ones. It's so annoying. And I've been so patient.
Come on! Oh,
that isn't what she just described. The show?
The concept of the show!
Right, but Vanessa is too good for this. Don't
yes.
you guys think?
Wait a minute. First of all, what's with the confidence of Vanessa thinking she's going to be there for a few weeks?
She will, because she is special, P.
Yeah, whatever. She's like the Terrell Owens of this thing. She's never getting in the Hall of Fame because she's an individual.
And then Jasmine. Jasmine also is had an ass full of this game. She doesn't want to wait around. She hasn't got a one-on-one.
She's got an ass.
She's very upset that Nick has not been treating her right, so much so that she pulls him aside and says how unhappy she is and then proceeds to repeatedly threaten to choke him.
What?
You know how that is. You know how sometimes you're on a date and a girl says, I just want to put my arms around your throat and choke you? You know how that goes sometimes.
No.
Sure you do.
No.
Yeah, it happens all the time where you're having a good time. You're telling
right.
somebody, you know, how you want to get to know them, and then you just start to threaten, almost in a jovial way,
right.
physical violence.
I just want to pin you down and choke you out.
And then you can see that he's uncomfortable with it. You just continue upon that storyline
right.
until he sends you home.
Right, yeah, just keep good. Hitting on that raw nerve until he can no longer bear it.
And I think that's why I'm just like, all right, I'm on a group date again, but you know what? Like, I like him a lot, and I know he's there. And I think that's why I put myself through it again, even after, like, it makes me upset. I want to choke you so bad. I put you in the... No. Put you in the trip right now.
Okay.
That's sexual. I know. You know what I mean? Like,
Kind of.
It just made... No, I'm being serious. Like, you know, like, I just want to, like, throw your ass down and be like, oh, you know, but, I don't know. It's just one of those, like...
Well, Hank...
Damn it, Nick, but, like...
I appreciate you sharing.
I'm just, like...
I do apologize for... I know it's hard.
It sucks, but it put you in the chokey.
Now is the name for it?
Chokey, go like this. Yeah. Do you want me to show you?
No.
No, I don't want you to show me. She kept repeatedly putting her hands up to his throat, too.
Wow.
Which made him visibly uncomfortable.
She is psychologically broken, Ralph.
Well, she's gone. So it doesn't really matter. He sent her home immediately upon the whole choking.
Hey, you know about that whole choking thing? Goodbye.
NBA dancer.
But now Nick feels like he can't find love, P. Now he feels like this whole thing, the whole experiment is going south.
Yeah, he starts to have his existential time crisis. And this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen a bachelor do and the most unnecessary thing I've ever seen a bachelor do, which is round up all his women, like in a stable, and tell him he might not want to do this anymore.
And, I really want this to work out, but I want it to be, you know, real, and I want it to be right.
Quit!
And...
Quit!
You know, right now I just feel like...
Leave!
Terrified that's not going to happen.
Quit!
So, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Did he quit?
He doesn't know if he can keep doing it.
Did he quit?
He does not quit.
Hasn't he been on, like...
Quit.
He's been on 30 variations of this show. He knew exactly what this show was about before he agreed to be The Bachelor.
They had a show where a guy was a contestant, remember, Ralph? And he died,
yes.
And he didn't get to quit.
That's right. they propped his corpse up, and he went on several one-on-one dates.
Wow. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. They brought in Silverman and McCarthy.
Remember they had some the monofilament tied to his jaw? They would pretend to have him talk. And they would dub it in later.
Is that where it ended last night? Is just on the cliffhanger of Nick might quit?
Well, all the girls now feel bad for him, and they're going to do whatever they can to kind of reignite his spark for love.
Okay.
Especially our girl Corinne.
Sure.
She's got a plan.
Of course.
To really reignite his spark.
My sex abilities are definitely top notch because my heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Yeah. Next week's episode is the Vagine episode.
Okay. Come on. That's fantastic.
Again,
all right.
It just doesn't feel like it would just sound like it would feel good.
Yeah. Well, we don't look too closely at that. So. Yeah. All right, Petros, we'll look for you along with Matt Money Smith this afternoon on AM 570 LA Sports, and we'll meet you back here next Tuesday just after 8 for The Bachelor Report. Thanks, guys.
The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
I am shaken to the core, you guys. We're at the point now where you can't believe anything you see on TV anymore.
Right.
Nothing is real.
Right.
Nothing is true.
Right.
Nothing is happening. I don't even know if the Super Bowl happened. I don't even know if that game was played.
All
I know, that could have just been a computer simulation where they just made tiny little figures to look like the players on those teams. Maybe there wasn't a Super Bowl this year.
I like that theory. I think I'm down with that theory.
100 and what would it end up being, Allie? You heard yesterday. 111 point something, second most watched Super Bowl of all time was happening on Sunday. And the halftime show, by all accounts, and I thought it was terrific as well, by all accounts, just gangbusters. People loved it. Well, then yesterday it comes out that, you know, the part where Lady Gaga opens the halftime performance and she's standing on the top of the stadium roof
there
in Houston. She's on the Energy Stadium. And she sings a little bit of, what was it? Is God Bless America or America the Beautiful, something like that. And then she jumps on a rope and works her way down onto the stage at the Super Bowl.
On a rope. She's just shimmying down.
Whatever it was. I don't know what you describe it. But, you know, she jumps off the...
Sure.
It turns out that she really did jump off that stadium.
Right.
But that it was pre-recorded. That entire opening of the Super Bowl performance, the part where she's singing and then all the drones are doing the American flag and lights behind her, all of that was recorded days ago.
Okay.
Okay.
That's BS, right?
Well, it's still real. It was just pre-recorded. It doesn't negate the realness of it.
But that's not – it's not part of a Super Bowl halftime show. Now we're just watching a pre-recorded television show.
But just that
like
initial jump down – from like mid stadium on, it was all real. right?
It was pre-recorded. It wasn't even live. They pre-recorded it because they said
he's going to be
that
okay.
They were uncertain of weather and environmental conditions. You know, it's February, and you never know what the weather's going to be like. The wind speeds could be too high. If it's raining, no one's going to be able to see it. So they decided to film
plus,
it.
Plus death.
Right.
They don't want that.
So that 10 seconds is ruining your enjoyment now.
It ruined the whole thing for me.
You're
yeah.
kidding.
No, I'm
you're
serious.
You're joking.
Because
come on.
Look.
But you're
look,
kidding.
How is this different than going to see an Avengers movie and seeing all the crazy special effects of people flying through the air and people throwing things and people doing things and creatures that don't really exist? It's just fake at this point. It's not a Super Bowl halftime show anymore. All right. So that's thing one. Thing two is.
You're on your own on thing so one, bad. First of
thing,
all.
Okay, you all agree with me on thing one.
No, right. I don't care about that.
Thing two is, there were some people, including some who wear leather jackets in our office, who believe that those were not drones that we saw in the night sky behind Lady Gaga, saying that it was CG mother effing I. Now, if that's true, are you now disappointed? Were we sold drones? Changing colors and making the Pepsi logo and being an American flag. If we find out that that's the case, and I have theory on this, by the way, but if we find out that those drones from Intel didn't exist,
right.
And that some guy in Hollywood just went on a computer and just made all those little lights light up and be all clever, does that take away some of the enjoyment of that?
No. Don't care.
You don't care if any of it was
no.
real?
No.
Not.
Was she singing?
Maybe there is no Lady Gaga.
Oh, now
maybe she's computer generated.
Doesn't exist.
No, but I'm serious. What wasn't part of the draw for that Super Bowl halftime show? A, she's going to jump off the roof, and B, look at the spectacular technology from Intel that they can make these drones fly like that in patterns, and then hit a button and make the lights light up and make an American flag. That was what was supposed to be cool about it. If all of that is fake, then what's real?
I am not going to go ahead with my drone order now. I was ordering 700 drones, and I'm done. Right, Bean? Is that where you're at?
And let me ask you this, by the way. I haven't seen a lot of support for these it's all really CGI. But let me ask you this, because Ralph does have one excellent point on pointing out that it might be CGI. If this thing were filmed, and presumably the drone part was filmed at the same time Lady Gaga jumping off the roof was. Mm-hmm. Although, who knows these days when everything about the Super Bowl is a lie.
Right.
Why weren't there any reports days ago mm-hmm. with thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in Houston near where the Super Bowl was? Nobody saw it. Nobody took pictures of it. This didn't get leaked out last Wednesday or whatever day it was they filmed it ahead of the Super Bowl. How's that even possible?
And wouldn't there be reports of, like, FAA regulations, like they had mapped out that area where no one can fly? Wouldn't
I mean,
you think?
Yes, they would have to. They'd absolutely mm-hmm. have to. Why weren't there – look, every single time there's a meteor that comes down in Idaho, somebody manages to get it on a cell phone video.
Right.
You're telling
right.
me there were 300 drones above Houston and not one person saw it and was able to share that with us?
Fake
in the
news.
Days before the Super Bowl?
Fake news.
Fake news.
I don't like it, you guys.
I mean, okay.
Why is this bothering nobody but me?
I went to get food during halftime.
Well, then you're part of the problem, Kevin.
I don't really care.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Y'all mock, but I'm getting a lot of support from people who agree sure. with Ralph and with me that those drones may not have even existed, by the way.
CGI. There's no way they were real. No way they were real.
John writes in, it's BS, it was fake, it definitely looked fake, and it's shame on Pepsi and shame on the Super Bowl for allowing such a thing.
Right.
If they were there, again, I ask the question, Ralph, why was there no news about it, photos
of
it, anything about it, if they filmed it days before Sunday?
Of course.
What's going on here?
If a firefly farts now, there's a video of it someplace
yeah.
online.
Where? I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Giant lights in the sky flying around and making shapes and forming stuff.
300 of them making an American flag over mm-hmm. one of the biggest cities in America and
oh,
nobody
we didn't
knows
notice.
About it?
Oh, no. Well, because no one's in Houston this week. Oh, no one's really living here. Right.
Like
lies.
I don't like it. We can't trust
fake
anything
news.
Anymore. It's fake news.
Right.
All right. 8:55. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Speaking of Lady Gaga, it's about time someone called her out on her obesity, right?
Yeah, the
finally.
What? Huh? What?
There was a fascinating article this morning about all the fat shaming that was sent her way after her Super Bowl halftime appearance.
She looked pretty great.
Oh, at the Super so Bowl, fat.
If that was really her.
Right?
Well, that's weird.
So Bean fat. Said if it was really her.
That's yeah. She.
Social media, you know, one ganged thing up
that,
on her.
You know, one thing that she's not fat?
They ganged up on her, saying that her belly was hanging out of her Versace designed outfit while she was performing.
You're just fat.
Okay.
Here's from @O_Tuesday. Hashtag Lady Gaga, hashtag Gaga Bowl, hashtag fat. She looked like a sumo wrestler in the diapers she wore last night. Bad call.
Real Donald Trump.
Sad. Four at best. Here's from @SamanthaSuave. All of Lady Gaga's female dancers were fat. Pretty sure it's to make her look thinner. Hashtag can't hide fat.
Wow.
From @TriKHockey, Richard Bell tweeted, the fat lady sang and her name was Lady Gaga.
Hmm. Can't get my head around that.
I can't. I don't even. I don't.
Is
even
that
understand.
Just people trolling to troll?
I can't imagine how they would even get that. Like how would angle? How would you even know to get that angle to use to try to troll people?
Huh?
It's the last thing that you, I mean, ever, you would ever.
You might
think
as well
of.
Say she's black. You know? I mean,
she's black.
No.
Yes.
My point
CGI.
Is,
CGI. What? Kevin. Yeah. They bleached her digitally to make her look white.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. People are.
Are these just people who don't like Lady Gaga and they're just making up stuff to make fun of her?
It's people that don't like themselves, you guys.
Is that what it is?
The human race is unrecognizable to me now.
Hurt people hurt people.
The more you know. Blah, blah, well blah, done. Blah. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
Bradley Whitford's back. Oh, I love him so much.
I do too.
He will be guest starring on NBC's Chicago Justice during an upcoming crossover with Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. How many Chicago shows are there on, by the way?
26.
26 Chicago shows now? You got Chicago, excuse me, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med.
Right.
Right. Chicago PD.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Justice.
Right.
Chicago Parking Authority.
I'm not sure that's one.
Chicago Sanitary. Sanitation.
That's eight?
Sanitary Sanitation, I think is what it's called. Chicago Park Services.
I don't think. Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicago Gyno. He's a gynecologist.
It's not a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. Johnny Chicago was telling about the other room.
Right. Slide down to my hand.
Yeah.
That one's on Showtime After Dark.
I believe
one.
It is, yeah. So anyway, Bradley's coming back. And that's good news for all of us.
That was only something women would get.
Easy, Tampy. USA Today has announced what is the most popular Super Bowl ad of this past Sunday. And they have announced it as Melissa McCarthy's Kia commercial, where she's off saving the glaciers and the trees and the rhinos. And very funny commercial.
Look, she's funny as healthy, can do no wrong.
Agreed.
She can do some wrong.
Well, I can't remember the last thing she was in where she wasn't great.
You should stream The Boss.
Okay.
Oh, I like The Boss.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
No, that didn't
because
happen.
I liked her.
That did not happen. You are a liar. Yeah. You are a lying liar who lies.
She's good.
I feel like she's good even in bad movies. She's one of those people who you enjoy them even if the movie's bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't mean the movie's good, though, right?
Not good. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood and Daredevil is 32 years old today. Ashton Kutcher is 39. Chris Rock, 52 years old today. Garth Brooks turns 55. And actor James Spader is 57 years old today. Oh, I love him. Raymond Reddington.
So good.
So good.
How about that new spinoff show that's going to have Tom and Famke Jensen?
The Blacklist.
Chicago Blacklist.
I don't think so.
I think it is. The whole thing
Redemption
place,
or something like that?
Whatever it is. I'm okay. So in. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That's brand new Imagine Dragons called Believer. And now, this.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
There is a bacon shortage. The Ohio Pork Council has been putting it out there.
What if you were on that council?
The IPC is not a lying organization, is it?
OPC. Ohio OPC. Starts with an O.
Kevin.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, Ohio, Iowa. Come on now.
How did that happen?
What do you mean? What do you mean, come on now?
Pretty much the same.
They're not the same at all. In no way are they the same.
I mean, come on.
You know, they're separate states, right?
Right, but I'm saying, come on.
What does that even mean?
Why would you, if I said Ohio right. court counselor, why would you automatically say IPC thinking it's Iowa?
Because they're basically the same.
Stop saying that. They're very different.
Iowa, Ohio, come on now.
And also stop saying that.
Of all the states, though, Ohio is the one that should be the easiest to know what the first letter is.
But hi, so there's an I in there.
Okay.
Good point.
All right.
Right? Argue that. A miracle.
It is 9:39. It is time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin Abid Show. What's going on?
Let me give you a little something for making it this far if you're still listening to the show. How about a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of CNN's new original series, The History of Comedy? I cannot wait for this, by the way. Love those documentaries on CNN, and really looking forward to this one. It is every Thursday night. It's going to be the history of comedy in all its forms, from vaudeville through stand-up through television and film. I cannot wait, especially for this Thursday's first episode, because it's going to be about all the groundbreakers, all the guys who pushed the envelope regarding what was acceptable in terms of taboo language and subject matter when it came to comedy, guys who really put their livelihoods on the line, sometimes their personal safety, sometimes their freedom. They went to jail for this kind of stuff to make clowns like us able to say what we say. And speaking of that, here is one of those comedians. I'm going to play a little piece of audio from one of these groundbreaking comedians, and you need to identify it. Be the first person to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 with the name of this groundbreaking comedian, and you will win the $100 Visa gift card from CNN. Here's the clip.
There's no blue food. Why the hell was blue left out of the food thing?
Somebody's got the blue food, goddammit. Somebody's got it.
It probably bestows immortality. That's why we haven't been given any. And don't say blueberries, well, you know they're purple.
That's right. You know they're purple.
He's a god. He's a comedy god.
Who's that person? Call us right now, 1-800-520-1067 with the right answer and win a $100 gift card from CNN. Lady Gaga announced after her performance at the Super Bowl she's going to do a big old tour.
Fake? Is it going to be fake? Is it all be fake?
Fake, big fake tour.
Uh-huh.
They'll shoot it a couple days beforehand, I guess, and just put it up on the screen. Now, more Gaga news. She's going to do a duet with Metallica at the Grammys. What's your problem?
Okay.
That's going to be awesome.
I mean,
it's possible.
What's your problem now? Big, powerful voice. I think that could work with Metallica.
I think he's on your side.
Terrific. He's not like.
I think Bean's on your side.
No, I am. I am on your side. Yeah. I'm down for it.
Just
weakly.
He's bursting at the seams with excitement.
What I'm saying is their kinds of music they do are so very different, but she's a very versatile entertainer, and I think she could sing rock just as well as the next guy. I think that'd be fine.
She can do it all, and she's not a guy. She's a lady. It's right there in her name.
Right.
Right.
Okay, you were born Stephanie Jeremiah. Why did you change your name? How did you come up with Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga!
That's how she did it. This is Milo Ventimiglia. He's a good guy. He's a good dude.
He's got a great butt. What?
He's on that show, This Is Us.
Sure is.
On NBC. And recently, the cast was filming on location. And while they were filming, it was a night shoot, they noticed the people in the neighboring house, they looked through the window, were watching an episode of This Is Us. So Milo and the rest of the cast and crew went over and knocked on their door.
Holy crap. Wow, that would mess with me.
And he said, hi, sorry to bother you. We're filming next door and we happen to notice what you're watching right now. You're watching us. And so he came inside and he said hello to everybody and took some pictures and they were all very nice. So apparently
that's fantastic.
It was a big thrill for the folks who were actually watching the show and having the cast show up at their door.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's so cool.
That would freak me out.
Why would it freak you out?
Because you're watching that on TV and then they're at your door?
Right? So it's just a happy
It was a good recap.
Accident.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about. That's the story we just said.
That would freak me out.
But right, I didn't ask you to recap what we're talking about. I asked you why it would freak you out.
Because
I was watching the television show and they came to the door and I was just watching that show.
Right. Well, that's my answer.
Kevin's wondering how they got out of the little tiny box.
Right.
How did they walk through the... First of all, it's so thin. How do they even have people inside of it? And then how do they get out? And more importantly, how do I get them back in to watch so I can see how the program ends?
Well said, Kevin.
I mean, I could see being surprised. I could see being delighted. I could see being entertained.
Yeah, but I would not be freaked out.
I would not be freaked out.
I would not be disturbed.
It's not scary.
How does white man capture my image on paper? You've stolen my soul.
That's an odd reaction, I think, is what we're saying, Kevin. Mm. You're still
all
not
right.
telling us.
Got nothing for us? Is that a secret you're going to take to the grave?
Apparently it's private.
Pearls before swine. No way.
You're terrified right? by a TV personality when
maybe,
you were younger?
Maybe,
but when you're in a romper room, did one of the doobies come over and give you a stinger in your hand?
I wasn't on long enough to understand any of that.
Come on, you don't pour Kevin cereal, Ralph.
Right?
I don't. Let's see if my winner has the correct answer. Let's see if Eric in Canoga Park knows who that was. We just played an audio clip of a groundbreaking comedian. Eric, who was it?
My favorite comedian of all time, George Carlin.
Wow, wasn't he the best? Congratulations, Eric. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you just won a $100 Visa gift card from CNN in celebration of their new show, The History of Comedy, on this Thursday. Thanks, man.
It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
I think Ralph's reporting.
I think I am.
Just said it.
I would be freaked out if I got a $100 gift card. Freak me right out. Today's celebrity birthdays.
I mean, you can be pleased. You can be surprised. You can be happy.
Startled.
Freak out a bit.
You would not be freaked out.
It would freak out a bit.
Why freaked out?
You just would.
You know, they're just people standing at your front door. They don't magically appear like a spirit in the living room.
Freak me out.
Someone knocks on the door, you open
knock.
It, it's a guy, it's
right.
a man.
Right.
Just saying it freaked me out.
It's just an actor.
Today's celebrity birthdays, James Spader is 57 years old today. Garth Brooks turns 55. Chris Rock is 52. Ashton Kutcher is 39. Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood and Daredevil is 32 years old. Today, and all those celebrities would freak Kevin out if they showed up at
right?
his house. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, on your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including comedian Eliza Schlesinger. Try that again. Including Eliza Schlesinger. We also have Would You Like to Take That Back?
Yes, he would.
We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, and we've got your Lumineers tickets tomorrow as well.